1390 KCRC.
Glad to have you back here on Enid Sports Talk Live. We're at Buffalo Wild Wings and, of course, high school basketball to the forefront, and we'll talk more about that at the end of our program. We have 8 games coming your way beginning tomorrow on the road to the gold ball. But if you heard our last segment, we're going to continue talking about a different type of a team. They represent Enid High School just like any other sports team, but they're a heck of a lot smarter. The Enid Constitution team, they won a state championship, their 17th in school history, and are headed off the national meet or hearing in Washington, D.C. at the very end of April. 3 of the young ladies that are part of the 22-member team are with us here. Kendra Wills in the middle, Maddie Sussman to my right, and Marley Sussman to my left. Ladies, we're going to talk with Kendra and Marley first off, because we only have 3 headsets, and I have to have one of them. But so thanks so much for coming on short notice, number one. Kendra, what was it like winning a state championship?
It was amazing. I can't tell you how excited I was when they announced us as the state championship winners. I mean, it's an experience of a lifetime.
When you started your career at Enid High, did you ever feel like you'd won a state championship in anything?
No, not really. I was excited to, though. I really wanted to. I've been wanting to be part of the Constitution team since I got to Enid High School, and it was really exciting to be a part of it.
Well, yeah, Marley, that's my next question. You know, she says she knew about it when she got to Enid High. How prevalent is it? Did the kids know about that kind of stuff?
Not really. It's more known with, like, the administration. And my history teacher, Mrs. Franklin, pushed it really hard because I was in AP History, so it was kind of a big deal because we all love history anyway. So it was kind of awesome, and I always knew about it.
Well, tell us a little bit about what the Constitution team actually is. I mean, as a sports guy, we know about basketball and football and stuff. What is this team like? I mean, what do you get a chance to do?
We're in units, and there's 6 units on the team, and we discuss different parts of, like, the making of the Constitution and the carrying out of it. So we spend lots and lots of time studying our questions and writing questions and just learning everything there is to know about anything that could possibly be related to our questions.
Tell us a little bit about what your specialty is.
Well, I'm Unit 2, so I have had the framers wrote the Constitution. So I have everything from not going with the Articles of Confederation all the way up into, like, why they picked democracy and republic instead of something else.
That sounds way over my head, but is it something that you enjoy?
Oh, yeah, it's really fun. Framers was my favorite. I got the perfect unit. I love it so much.
Well, you know, Coach Holton was talking about picking you ladies and putting you in certain spots based on your strengths. I'm sure he takes into account what you enjoy, doesn't he?
Yeah, I mean, you can kind of tell, like, in discussions, because the first week was just discussions, actually the first, like, month, was discussions on every topic, and if you were, like, more interested in one, I think that's where you put you and the people you fit within your unit.
Kendra, where do you fit into the piece of the puzzle?
I'm a member of Unit 5, and I cover the Bill of Rights, which discusses religion and government, freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, and any of the First Amendment.
What are some things that you really try to focus on? I mean, what are some things that on a daily basis you're learning about?
I'm learning a lot about current events and gay rights and everything from religion in schools to religious displays in government offices. I mean, it's such a broad range, and nothing really has a specific answer, so it's pretty much your own personal opinion, and you just have to back it up with that.
You know, you mentioned that you'd always wanted to be a part of the team. What got you interested in the Constitution?
I think that I really wanted to know about my government and want to be a part of something that's team-related and where I can actually be a part of something more than just what I can do academically.
Well, and your guys are having a lot of success with that. We're visiting with Kendra Wills and Marley Sussman, 2 of the members. We'll get Maddie in here in just a little while. We don't have a headset for her quite yet. We'll talk more about what she's interested in here momentarily. But, Marley, you did get a chance to do this with your sister. How is that like?
It's really weird because, like, her questions sometimes deal with my questions. So she'll be talking about something, and I was like, hey, I know that too.
Well, you know, I talked to Kendra about how she got interested in the Constitution. Where did your interest be?
Probably when Mrs. Franklin told us how fun it was and how, like, important to be part of a team like this. Because I played volleyball and stuff, but this is just different because we spend so much time together just studying.
What's it like being in one of those hearings? You know, we know what it's like being in a football game or a baseball game. What's it like when you're in that room and you're talking with judges?
It was terrifying because it's all what you know, and you can't research something when they ask. You have to know it. And, like, once you get started, it's kind of easier because you're kind of in the flow, but just waiting to see what they're going to ask you. It's so scary.
Kendra, do they pull some off-the-wall questions at you?
Yes, they do, and they give a lot of hypotheticals, and it's intimidating because, I mean, you're sitting in front of a panel of judges and lawyers and senators. I mean, they know everything, and you're trying to be the smartest you can at what you've got. But it's an amazing experience.
So these aren't just your everyday teachers you're talking to. You're talking to some pretty high-profile people.
Yes. I'm in the history unit. So I have, history professors from Norman, from OU when we were there, and I was like, oh, my God.
We're talking about the Enid High Constitution team here on Enid Sports Talk Live, visiting with three of the young ladies that are a part of that. When you get a chance now to go to the national tournament, I'm sure you're really excited about that. Tell us a little bit about some of the fundraisers you've got coming up and how we can help you guys get there.
Well, we're doing Dine Out Night, where you can go and participate and eat at a restaurant, and some of the proceeds come back to the Constitution team. And we've sent out letters asking for donations, and we're doing a garage sale on March 5th, and we'll actually pick up some of the items if you want to donate something, and that raises a lot of money. And the Dine Out Night to come up is actually on Saturday at Mazio's.
Okay.
That's the scenic one.
So they need to also mention that when they go in there to help support you guys, don't they?
Yes.
All right. If you're listening out there, not just here at Buffalo Wild Wings, but go to Mazio's Saturday, tell them that you're supporting the Enid High Constitution team, and some of those proceeds will go to help these young ladies get to Washington, D.C. Well, Kendra, I'm going to have you pass your headset along so we can talk with Maddie here momentarily. We haven't had a chance to visit with her yet. She is also part of this 22-person team, and Maddie Sussman, how you doing?
I'm pretty good.
Glad to have you on with us here to visit for a few moments. We've talked to your two teammates about what their big interests are and what their expertise involves. What are you really involved in? What's your unit?
It's more about how the Constitution has changed to better fit the ideals of the Declaration of Independence.
So where does that take us? I mean, what are some of the things that you try to really focus on when you do that unit?
It all comes back to natural rights, and the people are the basis of the government, and they should have most of the say.
Did you have any idea that you would be a part of this team whenever you first got into high school? Is that something you were interested in?
Well, on the pep rallies for the team, they always called it Constitution Team, and I always would see that it's all the smart people, and they all looked happy and excited, and I was kind of thinking, hey, I want to do that too. And then my teacher, Mrs. Franklin, talked about it often, and she kind of pushed it, and I'm really glad she did, because this is one of the best experiences.
Well, what have you learned being a part of this team that you had no idea that you maybe going in that you would find out?
President Lincoln is in a lot of issues about the Constitution that the steps he took during the Civil War helped to make the Constitution more clear about the presidency and the suspension of habeas corpus, and most of what he did led to a more stable understanding of the Constitution.
Not your typical sports talk here on this Wednesday night, but we're having a great time doing it. The Enid Constitution team heading off to the national tournament in Washington, D.C. And Maddie, what are you most looking forward to when you guys head to D.C.?
I'm looking forward to, of course, going around the city and looking at the monuments and the museums, but also the competition. We've watched a few of the sessions online, and it just seems so full of energy, and everyone seems excited, and I just can't wait to compete at that level.
Obviously, you need to know personally a lot about the Constitution and about your specific unit. How do you use your teammates in your unit whenever you're in there in a session?
Well, we each have a part of the essay we will recite to the judges, and then they ask us questions. And we each are kind of experts in a particular subject. And so when that comes up, you chime in with whatever you know, and it's more we all have to know it all, but we still have our specialties.
Sounds like a lot of fun, but a lot of work. I mean, is it a lot of work?
It is a lot of work, but it's well worth it.
Well, I'm glad that you guys think so. I'm not sure that I was a lot of studying. I'm glad I'm out of school, but yeah, you guys have had so much success. Did that play a part, either one of you ladies, did it play a part in getting involved?
The success of the
team? Yeah, the success of the team.
Yeah, it's so much, it's not just, it got you involved. You're like, oh, we can win state, but it's also pushed you to win. Because you know, it'd be that one team in history that they're like, oh, hey, lost.
Well, you don't have to worry about that. You ladies won. Congratulations so much. And thanks for coming by the program. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Three of the young ladies on the Enid High Constitution team, Kendra Wills, Maddie, and Marley Sussman. And they are headed off to the national tournament in Washington, D.C. on April 30th. And as you heard them say, there are dine-out nights that support the team to raise money. They also have their big garage sale coming up not that far from now, I think a week from Saturday. So be sure to donate items, go by there and purchase some items, and help these young ladies and their coach get back to Washington, D.C. They have certainly earned it. But when we come back here on Enid Sports Talk Live, we'll put the wraps on our edition, and we'll also get you set for Tulsa basketball that's coming up next when Enid Sports Talk Live continues in a moment.